Finally today, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Hugh Masekela. The legendary South African trumpet player and composer is 72 today. Zambian DJ Manasa Piri is going to tell us about one of Masekela's recent projects. It's a musical tribute to migrant workers.
Mothers, sons, daughters witness the truckloads of men leaving their villages.
The music that I'm sharing with you comes from a stage musical that Hugh Masekela and a few other musicians have put together, and it's called Songs of Migration, and it features songs about the migration of peoples of Southern Africa to come and work, moved by apartheid and centering on the city of Johannesburg.
At that moment, there was dust, so much dust, as the trucks drove off. In silence, they left.
Two songs there, mothers, sons, and daughter, and Ngikhumbula Ikhaya Lam from the Songs of Migration. Ngikhumbula Ikhaya Lam is a man who is sitting in Johannesburg where he's working, and he left his family way back in the village, and he's thinking about them. The next song that I want to do is a song called Timlela. And given here the kind of old touch, because Timlela is a very old song from the 50s and 60s, talking about the migration of people to find jobs and live in the cities without their families.
As folks moved from their ancestral cradles to make way for greedy industrial barons seeking unfathomable fortunes, people have been involuntarily removed from one part of the world to another. Ships carried them to lands far away from anything they ever imagined. They had nothing but their dignity and the songs of their people.
Timlela, Hugh Masekela and a cast of musicians from the stage musical called Songs of Migration. Check it out because it really is well worth watching.
Hey now, open up the door, Mama Ndolo.
Zambian DJ Manasa Piri sharing his thoughts about Hugh Masekela's latest project, Songs of Migration. You can learn more about the musical and see a video at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.
To